Councillor Mike Mason is independent district councillor for Histon and Impington. He also sits on a liaison committee for the guided bus works. Fair to say he's been a critic of the project. He's contacted us because he's concerned about millions of pounds being borrowed by the County Council to pay for the ongoing works. I spoke to him earlier this morning.
I noticed that within this current financial year, the county have borrowed £41 million to pay for the contract payments on the guided busway, and this is to meet the delayed receipt of Section 106 contributions, that is developer contributions.
What is that money actually going on then?
It's actually going to pay the contractor because the target price has been exceeded and the county are required to pay the contractor's invoices.
We were told that it wouldn't cost extra money, that that if they ran over, the contractor would have to pay.
Yeah, I mean, this is very, very disappointing, isn't it? I mean, it's going to make people very angry. They've been told time and again from the County Council that the county taxpayer would not pay a penny towards this scheme. And now it looks as if we're funding already a £41 million loan with a £10.2 million loan next year.
But presumably, if it's a loan, once everything is sorted out, presumably they will get the money back to pay it off.
That is their hope, but of course, in amongst that total is the payments expected from developments in and around Cambridge, and this amounts to £24 million, and there is certainly a question mark with the fact that North Stowe is not yet started, and other developments have got into financial trouble, such as the Cambridge Station redevelopment. So it looks very doubtful as to whether they will get all of this money back.
Is this your interpretation of the figures, or is it there in black and white for anybody to see?
Well, certainly the figures are there in black and white in a public document that was published for the councillors when they made their decision on council tax for the forthcoming year. So, and it makes me very angry.
That was Councillor Mike Mason. So, should people listening be concerned about this £40 million? Could it end up costing them? Let's speak to the man in charge of transport at the County Council. It's Brian Smith.
Brian, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, are we right to be concerned? Mike says £40 million borrowed and council taxpayers are going to have to pay it back.
Well, there are undoubtedly some concerns with the busway project, but what Councillor Mason has done, and just to remind your listeners, he's a South Cambridgeshire councillor rather than a county councillor, he's provided some of the information, but not all, so I'll try and just throw a bit more light on it. On the £40 million to start with, the way the contract works is that we are required to pay the contractor invoices as he said, but what Councillor Mason did not say is that our liability is then limited. Indeed, the way the contract works is called a pain-gain mechanism. Almost all the pain is borne by the contractor, and our maximum liability against a very significant overrun by the contractor is in fact just £5 million. So we need to focus solely on what the end of this will be, and indeed, whereas the original cost of this scheme was £116.2 million, we are still saying, even with the operation of that sort of £5 million element in there, we are talking about this scheme still not costing more than £117 million, which, again, we've said quite openly over the last few months is the current position. So that's the summarised version of the position.
But you said that the contractor are bearing the cost. Aren't they at the moment involved in a court battle to try not to?
There is that issue going on in terms of, and that actually ties into the fact that the busway hasn't been opened yet. That links into the fact that they are being slow in putting right some of the defects, because it is tied into that, and we are having to be careful not to issue, in technical terms, what is called an instruction, because if we did, potentially that would leave us exposed to bear more of those costs, which they have done. So that is why we're holding back on that. And Keith happened to say we are in the hands of the contractor. But we're still very confident about the overall robustness of the contract and the way it operates, even though, and we're very open about this, we are having to bear this initial cash cost at the present time, although when we get the repayment, again, as Councillor Mason said, we actually get that money back with interest.
You mentioned Councillor Mason is a South Cams District Councillor for Histon and Impington, therefore not involved in the County Council decision, but he is representing places which were hard hit by the construction of this thing. And also, I think it's fair to say that whilst he's an independent councillor, we do have Conservative councillors on South Cams District Council who aren't necessarily completely in tune with Conservative County councillors.
Well, I'm not going to comment it quite in the way you say. I'll leave that as a statement. But, I mean, clearly, we recognise in the County Council that at a recent meeting, South Cambridgeshire asked that there is a statement of going on, in particular, I think, the issue that frustrates many of us at the moment, and that is the fact that we are not seeing the busway open. One thing I'm quite happy to say, as of this morning, and it's not just because South Cams have passed the motion, but we will be taking a full report on the position of what's going forward to our own cabinet meeting in the middle of March, and I think that will help to set out some very clearly what is going on. This is and I know Councillor Mason would accept this as well, this is a very complicated situation. It is quite difficult to try to explain all aspects of it, and it certainly has meant that it's very easy to get hold of one or two angles of it and to give a partial picture.
It's plain to all and sundry that it isn't operating yet. What specific reasons are there for the fact that it's not up and running? Here we now have Stagecoach with putting stickers on their buses, almost sort of like giving a prod. What's the problem?
Absolutely giving a prod, because they're very frustrated, and that's part of our own frustration. What has been an issue, I mean, I think it's widely been said, and indeed I've said on the radio a number of times in recent months, there was an issue of completing all the snagging work on the busway, and indeed I would have to say now that is pretty well completed, which is good news, but there are about half a dozen key defects where we are still having discussions with the contractor. Our own view is they are defects and they have to be put right with the contractor. They're actually disputing in part whether they are defects under the contract. But this is the point about protecting the council's interests. We must not, and we cannot give an instruction for them to put them right. They will have to correct them under the contract. And that's the issue we're waiting on now, for the contractor to do their proper work under the contract, so that we actually then get the busway as we're all looking forward to getting.
But just going back to the original point, the council taxpayers are not going to foot the bill.
The council taxpayers are not going to foot the bill. We've indicated that there's a very small overrun, which we've made a provision for from within the capital programme and monies that come from government. But the rest of it will all get picked up and rolled forward with the interest and then be picked up within that repayment.